Just Juice. Better Together. A product of Californian Beverages. Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM 9 years.
A very good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: government releases 23.5 billion kwacha for public service delivery in April 2025. FRA to operate over 1,400 depots nationwide for 2025 crop marketing season. And in international news, Pope Leo appeals for no more war in first Sunday address.
The news with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Government says it released a total of 23.5 billion kwacha to finance public service delivery in April 2025. Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Tumbeko Mtokotwane, says of this amount, 8.5 billion kwacha went to transfers, subsidies, and social benefits, while 2.25 billion kwacha to the implementation of various developmental programs and general operations. He said 1.2 billion kwacha was spent on capital expenditure, 4.6 billion kwacha on the public service wage bill, and 5.7 billion kwacha was spent on debt service and arrears. Dr. Mtokotwane said in line with government's commitment to reducing its indebtedness, a total sum of 5.7 billion kwacha was paid, of which 4.2 billion kwacha was for servicing domestic debt, 1 billion kwacha for external debt, and 443.1 million kwacha went towards dismantling arrears owed to various suppliers of goods and services. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury. The Food Reserve Agency has announced that about 1,428 depots will be operational across the country for the 2025 crop marketing season. Speaking at the flagging off of a new fleet of vehicles in preparation for the season, FRA Board Chairperson Suresh Desai has noted that additional satellite depots may be opened depending on stakeholder demands and the availability of maize. Mr. Desai has revealed that about 14 million empty grain bags have been distributed nationwide to facilitate the packaging of maize from farmers. He has further stated that the agency's storage facilities are ready, with approximately 1 million metric tons of secure space available. Mr. Desai has also announced that over 14,000 personnel will be employed across the country for the season, with some undergoing training starting May 12, 2025. Meanwhile, Mr. Desai has clarified that Zambia received 180,000 metric tons out of the 195,000 tons purchased from Tanzania so far.
14 million bags have already been positioned in the region. The agency, working with Ministry of Agriculture and other stakeholders, has concluded the identification of sites countrywide where satellite buying points will be established. As we begin the crop marketing season, 1,400 such buying points will open up. And later on, depending on the demands of the farmers and according to where the crops are available, if need be, we shall open more.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development has commended government for securing a bilateral debt restructuring deal worth $335 million with the Export-Import Bank of India. CCPB Public Finance Researcher Robert Mwale says this agreement marks a pivotal advance in Zambia's journey 4G soaring debt sustainability encompassing $320 million owed by the central government and $50 million by ZESCO. He said it represents a critical step in rebuilding investor confidence and fostering economic stability. Mr. Mane, however, said while this agreement with the Exim Bank of India is commendable, CTPD notes his concern the protracted pace of the restructuring process, which has had adverse implications on Zambia's sovereign credit rating and macroeconomic stability. He has since urged government to intensify diplomatic and financial engagement with private creditors and non-Paris Club lenders to expedite the conclusion of the remaining deals, as these prolonged negotiations continue to pose a risk to achieving full debt sustainability.
While this agreement with the Exim Bank of India is commendable, CTPD notes with concern the protracted pace of the restructuring process, which has had adverse implications on Zambia's sovereign credit rating and macroeconomic stability. The delays have also constrained fiscal planning, investor confidence, and economic recovery efforts. Timely resolution of the remaining debt is crucial to unlock further concession of financing, reduce debt service pressures, and enable the government to allocate more resources towards social and economic development.
Minister of Energy Makhoso Chikwete has called on traditional leaders across the country to support the government's efforts in promoting renewable energy by making land available for the development of solar power plants in their chiefdoms. Mr. Chikwete has noted that the construction of solar energy projects presents a timely opportunity to diversify Zambia's energy sources, reduce their electricity deficit, and unlock socio-economic benefits at the local level. He has emphasized that solar plants will not only improve electricity access, but also create employment opportunities and foster rural development. The minister has reiterated the government's strong commitment to expanding access to alternative energy sources, which is in line with the broader national energy mix strategy. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Bob Shianjanita.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Head of the Presidential Delivery Unit, Kosovile Kamambi, has reaffirmed government's commitment to fast-track infrastructure that supports President Hakainde Hichilema's vision to transform Zambia's livestock sector into a competitive export-driven industry. Ms. Kamambi, who recently conducted a site inspection of the Mongo Veterinary Laboratory construction works, says the inspection forms part of the PDU's National Delivery Oversight mandate to monitor priority projects and unlock implementation bottlenecks in real time. In a statement, Ms. Kamambi says the Mongo Veterinary Lab is a key enabler under the livestock component of the President's economic transformation agenda. She said once completed, the facility will improve disease surveillance, support animal health certification, and enhance veterinary diagnostic services, all crucial for boosting livestock productivity and export readiness.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Pope Leo XIV appealed for no more war in a message to world powers during his first Sunday address at the Vatican, reflecting on current conflicts. The newly selected pontiff called for a lasting peace in the war in Ukraine, a ceasefire in Gaza, and welcomed Saturday's agreement to end recent hostilities between India and Pakistan. He said he was deeply hurt by events in Gaza, expressed hope for a lasting accord between India and Pakistan, and wished for an authentic, true, and lasting peace in Ukraine. The BBC has more.
Ukraine's president has called on Russia to commit